proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. We again turn our attention to the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel, where the angel Gabriel said to Daniel, quote, "The king of the south shall be strong, and one of his princes, and he shall be strong above him and have dominion. His dominion shall be a great dominion," unquote. King Ptolemy I of Egypt increased in power. However, one of his commanders would become even stronger than he himself had been. Gabriel continued by saying that, quote, "In the end of years they shall join themselves together," unquote. This is in reference to an alliance between King Ptolemy II of Egypt and King Antiochus II of Syria. They attempted to fashion a peace treaty between themselves by having King Antiochus marry Berenice, the daughter of King Ptolemy II. To do this, Antiochus II had to divorce his first wife, which he did. However, Antiochus found that he did not like Berenice particularly well. When her father died, Antiochus divorced Berenice and remarried his first wife, who proceeded to have Antiochus, Berenice, and Berenice's sons put to death. Gabriel then continued, quote, "Out of a branch of her root shall one stand up in his estate, which shall come with an army, and shall enter into the fortress of the king of the north, and shall deal against him, and shall prevail," unquote. The son of Ptolemy II was known as Ptolemy III. He defeated the forces of Antiochus II of Syria. The navy of Ptolemy III occupied Seleucia, the port that served Antioch, which was the capital of Syria. For some time thereafter, it would be Egyptian shipping which would dominate the eastern Mediterranean area. Gabriel continued by noting, quote, "The king of the north shall come into his kingdom, and shall return into his own land," unquote. In B.C. 242, King Seleucus II of Syria attempted to avenge himself for his father's defeat. Ptolemy III of Egypt defeated his army and destroyed the navy of King Seleucus. However, local problems led to King Ptolemy returning to Egypt. Gabriel added that, quote, "His son shall be stirred up, and shall assemble a multitude of great forces," unquote. He added that, quote, "The king of the south shall be moved with choler, and shall come forth and fight with him," unquote. Seleucus III and Antiochus III were the sons of Seleucus II of Syria, and they formed an army. Antiochus III defeated the Egyptian forces led by Ptolemy IV of Egypt. This was at the B.C. 217 Battle of Raphia. Though Ptolemy IV of Egypt won a follow-up military engagement, he did not expand upon that victory. Gabriel continued by noting that, quote, "When he hath taken away the multitude, his heart shall be lifted up, and he shall cast down many 10,000s, but he shall not be strengthened by it," unquote. Ptolemy IV of Egypt ordered a widespread massacre after his military victory. He even tried forcing his way into the Holy of Holies, but these actions failed to strengthen his political and military position. Gabriel said that the king of the north shall return, and that in those times there shall many stand up against the king of the south. Also the robbers of thy people shall exalt themselves to establish the vision, but they shall fall, unquote. After his defeat, Antiochus III of Syria conquered all of the territory ranging from India to the Aegean Sea. He prepared for a second attack against Egypt, whose new ruler, Ptolemy V, was 6 years old at the time. In future lessons, we'll see what happened thereafter. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.